We bring on Jake Burns of the Orange and Brown Report. He does the Orange and Brown film breakdown, and we're happy to have him on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Jake, good to talk with you.
Hey, good. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, so yesterday I gave my amateur analysis, and you know, a lot of this is who they played, right? I mean, they played a very good team. Nobody wanted them to look this poor, and maybe the score dictated to them, unfortunately, what they had to do. When you've examined the film now of Baker Mayfield, how much is based on the team he played, and how much is based on, uh-oh, old Baker reared its head?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think some of it is about perspective here. That like you said, the drawing the Baltimore Ravens is the worst Week One opponent for the Browns, and you know, not just for Baker, but for the defense as well, and the continuity that franchise has with John Harbaugh and their ability to bring back Don Martindale, their defensive coordinator, and you know, Greg Roman, their offensive coordinator, and not miss a beat. This has been a challenging offseason for everybody. And teams that have had that sort of continuity have been at a certain advantage to just sort of plug things in and jump on the field and get going. The Browns are replacing everything, schematically, all of it. So, yeah, the Ravens have a great feel for what they want to do defensively, and they have really mastered how to defend Baker. They use a lot of really, and I'm sure we'll dive into this, but a lot of different, you know, tweaks to what he sees pre-snap to post-snap that bother him a lot. And Baker's had 17 – you know, I consider 2018 to be a pretty elite rookie season all around, not just looking at the touchdown record, but what Baker was able to do coming in quickly off the bench, middle of the game against the Jets, and carry that into a pretty good season, you know. And there's some argument around how good that season was because the end of the year schedule was soft. But, you know, there's an element of NFL quarterback play, even beating bad teams is an accomplishment, especially as a young guy coming in right away to a franchise that had been in the situation Cleveland was. So, you know, his rookie season was really good, carried over the elite aspects of a lot of things we saw at Oklahoma. But then, as you know, it's a chess game. The NFL is defenses figure out over time. They watch your film. You know, what does this guy struggle with? We saw he struggled in week 13 with this. We're going to throw it at him. Oh, everybody's seeing this is Baker's issue, and they're throwing it at him. And he's, you know, the best in the game, the Tom Brady's, the Drew Brees's, you know, even now the younger guys, Patrick Mahomes and so on and so forth, is defenses figure out how to give you trouble, and can you overcome that? Can you find a way to either out-athleticism them, out-arm strength them, or in a guy like Baker's situation, maybe he's a little bit like Brees and Brady, where he has to be the more cerebral, you know, where he has to be able to be what I call a beat ahead. He has to be able to see things before they unfold and know what a defense is trying to do based on what he sees on film. So, you know, for Baker, it's 17 straight games. I include last year's rookie, or sorry, his second season of just uneven play and a lot of bad habits. And like I said, I'm sure we'll touch on some of those habits, but it's concerning. It's not a point that you give up on the guy. I tried to make sure I wrote on this. Just there's some concerns surrounding his play right now.
Yeah, when you talk about some of those bad habits, Jig, and you look at some of the film, when you look at, because I remember going back to last year, it was mentioned, you know, his footwork and some of that stuff just wasn't clean. Was that an issue that you saw pop up on the film when they played Baltimore on Sunday?
I think so. I think a little bit. You know, it's been documented this offseason. People have paid close attention to the Browns. Maybe the general public doesn't know this as well, but Alex Van Pelt's their new offensive coordinator, who comes from a deep history with Green Bay, where he worked with Aaron Rodgers. It was a part of Aaron Rodgers' staff, quarterback coach, who was a part of things that got Aaron an MVP and really took his career to an even, you know, more elite level than it was. And a big part of that for Aaron was a left-foot-forward approach. You know, a lot of right-handed quarterbacks like to put their right foot forward in the shotgun and dip their right foot back when they're under center. It's sort of just just little idiosyncratic habits that quarterbacks have. Baker was a right foot forward quarterback back at Oklahoma, always been that way. Well, Van Pelt's a big believer in the left foot forward approach, timing wise, helps guys get downfield, hit depth, hit targets downfield to get the ball out at a better timing. But it's a big change for Baker. Baker had to, you know, completely reform his way of thinking, and it is different. It's just like, you know, batter switching up his batting stance. And it's just it's a little change. And, you know, athletes are creatures of habit and they're muscle memory guys. And I didn't love his footwork, but I would say that the footwork wasn't the biggest issue for me. It's again, guys, much like his rookie season, where I don't feel like he's able to work progression to progression, where if you give Baker Mayfield a snap, everything's clean pre to post snap. He reads one side of the field, whether that's one receiver or a route combination like a hitch and a corner route or an out route and a smoke route, you know, a go route, whatever you guys want to label them. If it's a combo to a side of the field, he gets the look he expects. He can rip it, and he'll rip it on time, and he's pretty accurate with it, and he's confident. And he's pretty good. I mean, he's as good as anybody in the league. When he gets a look that he expects, he reads it fine, and he throws it with confidence and is in rhythm. Your Pro Football Focus talk about quarterbacks making throws in rhythm. But Baker's problem, and what is separating him from a lot of his peers right now, is he's not able to work read to read. He's not able to identify an issue with his play side call and work back across the field, whether that's middle to left, without having panic. If you watch him, the feet start to go crazy. He gets a little choppy. You see a lot of double clutching where he's taking that left hand off the football like he's gearing up to throw, but he's not sure what he's seeing. And that's a big problem. And when that happens, the internal clock of a quarterback starts to tick and he's rolling out. You talk about the jokes people had about him rolling out to the right all the time last year. It starts to become phantom pressure. There's the famous, you know, Sam Darnold against the Patriots last year where he said, "I'm seeing ghosts on the sideline." And I think a little bit of that is going on with Baker. He's not – you know, when quarterbacks lose confidence in what they're seeing and what's unfolding in front of them, the game starts to become faster than you think it is, and it starts to speed up your mental process. You start to leave clean pockets. You don't see the game the way you need to see it. And right now, Baker's biggest issue is he is not able to come off of his first read in a calm fashion, find his other reads, opportunities around the field, and beat teams with his brain. That's a big issue right now. He has a very good arm, a very good NFL arm. But other guys who are doing this, like maybe Josh Allen, maybe Lamar Jackson, maybe Pat Mahomes, have other physical traits, athleticism that he doesn't have to overcome things. So if Baker's going to be a successful quarterback in this league, he can't do it the Russell Wilson way. He can't play hero ball. That's not in his nature. He's a decent athlete, but he's not a plus athlete. And these guys up front will get after him. So he has to find a way to beat teams with his brain. And right now, he's not calm enough. He's not seeing the field well enough. And it's really a big problem for the Browns offense.
Boy, it is. And to hear you lay it all out like that, and I see the plays flashing before my eyes, and certainly he did not check a lot of boxes on Sunday, because even when he was able to make a throw and had picked out a receiver, either he had to throw him open or throw it to a spot, he was inaccurate. And I don't know whether that's because he felt Baltimore breathing down his neck most of the game. The blitzes were coming from different areas. They were coming at him. They realized that he, you know, Jake, they weren't afraid of him escaping pressure. They were more into, if we pressure him, we can make him very uncomfortable in the pocket. We can bat some balls down. We can make him throw off his back foot. Like, they were just in his face the entire time. So what's the answer here? Is it because they tried the three-step drops and they were all over him? Then he tried some deeper drops and then it forced him to make tougher throws. What is the answer here, other than the fact that they played a Super Bowl contending team and got wiped? You say you're not going to give up on him. How much does the offense have to change for him? Or is it what you just said, which is that he has to be just smarter and better?
Yeah, he's got to find a way to be better. There's no other way around it. Like, I'm not a subscriber to the belief that trading Odell Beckham and significantly reducing the wide receiver talent around, you know, Baker makes him a better quarterback magically somehow. I don't subscribe to that theory. I think he's just got to be better. I don't know if it's he's not picking up the little things on film. It could be any number of things, and I think Baker probably could give a better answer to that question. But like, to me right now, I have a hard time seeing how he's going to overcome what teams are doing to him. And what teams are doing to him is they're sending what are called creeper pressures. If you watch college mm-hmm. football or pro football, they walk linebackers and safeties down into the line of scrimmage. They stand them up right next to a defensive tackle or a defensive end. And as a quarterback, you see a 7-man front, 8-man front. You're worried about sliding protection. Where's the pressure coming from? Teams know if we send creeper pressures at him and drop people out, he struggles with that. So the Ravens did a little fire blitz there. You know, the teams call it fire zone coverage early in the game, and they brought two off his left side and replaced those blitzers with Calais Campbell and a couple other backside players. And Campbell, big 6'8" lumbering guy, hell of a player, obviously, and all pro, but not fast by any means. But it's just telling you how Baker's struggling to understand. You know, hot basically fire zones are telling quarterbacks to throw hot. If a quarterback has pressure coming from any direction, he's taught at a young age, throw to replace the blitz. If they're bringing two linebackers, they're going to vacate those areas, right? Defensive coordinators say, hey, we're going to replace those guys by dropping defensive linemen into those areas or rolling down a safety to cover up for a quarterback throwing hot. Like, Baker's not seeing that as it's unfolding, doesn't see Calais Campbell, ball gets tipped. It's an unfortunate tip, and it's a great interception, but it's still a bad read. It's a missed read. So, like, that's the stuff that's giving him issues. Defenses say, hey, to beat Baker, we got to do two things. We got to keep him in the pocket, make him uncomfortable, feel like the pocket's collapsing, and be ready to get on him if he escapes right or left. Typically, he wants to go right 80-85% of the time. We're going to just kind of bull rush our man into his lap and then be ready to pounce on him if he bails. defensively, coverage-wise, we're just going to say, give him a look, some sort of look, and then give him a change look after the snap, whether that's giving them a cover four look and rolling into a cover three with a pressure front up front, like the Titans did to him last year in the opener to pick off the ball. Like, that's the issue. He is not able to decipher pre to post snap what defenses are doing to try to trap him, and he's being trapped too often. And when he doesn't throw into those traps, he's trying to escape from the pocket without calmly looking at where there are holes. And trust me, there are holes. If you look at that interception again on the backside, they completely ignore Jarvis Landry in the slot on a speed out flat route, and it's an easy 8 to 10 yard gain in a first down. He's just not processing it. So what I want to see moving forward is a guy who's able to play a beat ahead, know what defenses are doing, know that they like to replace blitzes, look away from the rolling rotation of a defense and throw the football, get it out quick. That's how Tom and Drew and Phillip Rivers and, you know, all of these guys who are in their late 30s are still playing. They're not beating guys with their physicality. They're not beating guys with pure arm strength. They're beating them because they're a step ahead. Defenses know when they blitz and do these different exotic things, there are holes to be found. But they play quarterbacks who know they know don't do well with finding those holes, so they're willing to give up that hole to trap them into something silly. And that's what Baker's doing. He's just walking into traps. So my thing about the rest of this season, I know it's a new scheme, going to take time, but he's got to get ahead of the game here. And they have to figure out a way to not just rely on running the football, because week in and week out, you cannot just rely on running the football in the NFL. You have to be able to throw it successfully.
Yeah, great stuff. Jake Burns, yeah. Orange and Brown Film Breakdown. We're going to be visiting with Jake throughout the season, because we certainly would be dumb if we didn't.
Yeah,
we'll be smarter for it by going through this with you on a weekly basis. Jake, great job, man. We appreciate it. Big one coming against. We got the Battle of Ohio now, so we got a lot. We'll have a lot to talk about next week. Thanks for jumping on, pal.
Should be fun, guys. Thanks for having me.